All right, folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Leo Weston here, your daily dose of sanity in a world that often feels like it's spinning way too fast. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, something that can seriously upgrade your life, the power of self-compassion. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? Like you just can't catch a break from the inner voice that constantly points out all your flaws and mistakes? Well, guess what? You are not alone. That inner critic is actually pretty common, but the good news is we can learn to tame it. Self-compassion isn't about being easy on yourself or ignoring your shortcomings. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it. When a friend stumbles, do you rip them apart? Heck no. You offer a listening ear, some encouragement, and maybe even a good shoulder to cry on. So why do we treat ourselves so differently? Here's the deal. Self-compassion is a game changer. It can seriously boost your mood, reduce stress, improve your relationships, and even enhance your creativity and problem-solving skills. 5 key takeaways for mastering self-compassion. 1. Recognize your inner critic. The first step to taming that negativity monster is acknowledging its presence. Notice those harsh thoughts and judgments popping up in your head. Pay attention to the language you use with yourself. Is it supportive or critical? Recognizing these patterns is key to breaking them. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever get caught up in a spiral of negative thoughts, replaying past mistakes over and over? Mindfulness helps us stay present in the moment, rather than getting lost in our heads. Take a few deep breaths. Focus on your senses. What do you see? Hear, smell, taste, touch. This simple act can help quiet that inner critic and bring some peace to your mind. 3. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine a close friend is struggling. What would you say to them? You'd likely offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support, right? Now, apply that same kindness and compassion to yourself. Talk to yourself the way you'd talk to someone you care about, with gentleness, empathy, and without judgment. 4. Embrace imperfection. Listen, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and experience moments of weakness. That's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over those imperfections, accept them as learning opportunities. See. Remember, every stumble is a chance to grow and learn something new. 5. Practice gratitude. Shifting your focus to the positive can make a world of difference. Take some time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A delicious meal, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger, these little moments of joy can add up and create a sense of contentment and well-being. Okay, let's bring this down to earth with a real-life scenario. Picture this. You're working on a big project, pouring your heart and soul into it. Then, bam, a major setback hits, maybe a deadline change, technical difficulties, or even just a plain case of writer's block. That inner critic starts whispering, "You're not good enough. This is a disaster. Why do you even try?" Sound familiar? Here's where self-compassion comes in. What ha? Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, acknowledge them. Yeah, it sucks. It's frustrating. But then, treat yourself with kindness. Remind yourself that setbacks are part of the process, and this doesn't define you as a person. You got this. Maybe take a break, recharge, and come back to the project with fresh eyes. Remember, even the most successful people face challenges. It's how they handle them that matters. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? 1. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself like you would treat a good friend. Recognize those negative thoughts, practice mindfulness, and remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. And most importantly, never underestimate the power of self-compassion in transforming your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can implement today to show yourself more compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag us on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss any of our future episodes packed with practical advice for a happier, healthier life. Until next time, stay dope.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.